Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. Today I'd like to read to you from Do It Now. Look for the larger purpose behind every undertaking, and for the greater reality of which everything is a part. Look for the larger purpose behind every undertaking, and for the greater reality of which everything is a part. You know, it's good to be other-minded. In the French Impressionist school of art, they had a very interesting approach to painting. You see the paintings of Monet and Manet and others, how there's sort of a misty quality over them. What they're really trying to do is capture the light around everything, to capture the light that gives the reality to everything that we see. Music has it's the only one of the arts that is direct. Art is painting, that is to say, is reflected light. If you turn the light off, then you don't see the painting. And the Impressionists, perhaps motivated by this lack in their art, tried to compensate for it by giving the impression of that light, which in fact does animate life from within, even though our eyes don't see it. If we could see all things in terms of energy, then perhaps we would also see that all things are made of light, just as all things are made of sound. And that's why we resonate so instantly to beautiful melodies, beautiful chords, uplifting rhythms. And light, too, if art could be made light, if it could be, and maybe someday in the future they'll be able to do that the works of art in the future will have their own light. I think there would be a living contact then that isn't possible as long as it's just painted on a canvas and trying to imitate that light, giving the sense of light, for example, by having contrasting darkness right next to it. I remember my mother had a mirror on her dressing table when I was a child. And I remember spending long times looking into that mirror. It had a nice broad band of beveled glass around it, and that bevel created a prism in which I was able to see beautiful colors. And I would imagine myself going into those colors and moving about in another kind of world. And it was an enrapturing experience. Well, if we could look at things a little bit that way, if we could look at things and try to see not just the light around them, that's an example only, but some sort of other reality expressing. Because when we look at things only outwardly, we see them as separate and distinct realities. But if we can look at them as examples of a broader reality. For example, I like to look at things and think, what do they mean? An artist, a painter might look at things with this kind of attitude and think, well, how does this sort of reflect the light of the day? How does this reflect the light of the consciousness I'm trying to bring into the painting, whether joyful or gloomy or loving or tender or whatever it might be. Art is much fuller when we can bring in a larger consciousness. And the same is true in all things that happen in life. If we can relate them to our lives, to the lives of others, to the meaning of life, not in the sense of being boring, I mean rather as an experience. If you keep defining things in philosophic terms, that's not very interesting. But if, on the other hand, you relate whatever you experience to other experiences, to other people's ability to enjoy, and so on, then those things themselves take on broader meaning and become more real. So that's why I wrote in this little booklet, Do It Now, look for the larger purpose beyond every undertaking, and for the greater reality of which everything is a part. And I'd like to play in this context from the album The Mystic Harp, played by Derek Bell of the Chieftains, a cut called Mist. This song, Mist, has a few words, and I'll sing them to you. But as you listen to the music, try to feel that mist is sort of not as if it were clouding everything, but as if it were diffusing the sharp focus on things in order to help you to feel a relationship between things, between circumstances, between people, and so on. Sing of mist on the mountain peaks, mist that roams through the valleys deep. Sing of distance and forest air. Sing of the sea at evening. So this song is Mist, played by Derek Bell from the album The Mystic Harp. Thank you. That was Mist, played by Derek Bell from The Mystic Harp. The idea that I wanted to illustrate here is that whatever you do, try to relate it to a broader reality. But whenever anybody says anything, it's so easy to misunderstand. And so I would invite you also to try to understand with intuition what I'm saying. That's why I play this music, because it helps to lift that understanding to a more subtle, sensitive level. Because you know, for example, how many people in this life are utterly boring. You can't tell them anything without them remembering something else. And instead of giving that thing its reality, they go on long-windedly about something that happened to them 20 years ago or whatever. And obviously, I don't mean that kind of thing. I mean rather to be sensitive to things as, well, let's put it this way, as windows. See everything as a window through which a greater reality is shining. When you can look at your friends and see God in them, when you can look at things and see them as symbols of truth and love and higher realities, then you have something worthwhile that gives your life deeper meaning. So look for the larger purpose behind every undertaking and for the greater reality of which everything is a part. God bless you and joy to you.